I will be recusing myself from the first public hearing, so Mr. Williamson will be handling the applicant.
The first public hearing tonight is case 12,374, J. Michael Yoder, James O'Brien, and Keith Martin. Seek variances from the front road frontage requirement for proposed lot, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Statenville Road and Webb Farm Lane. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 11, Parcel 6. Specifically, they were requesting a 77.12-foot variance from the 150-foot road frontage requirement and a 50-foot variance from the 150-foot road frontage. We have zero letters in opposition, zero letters in mail returns, and seven letters in support of the application. And those letters are stating that they are in support of the application. They have no problem with the proposed variances. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, they should all be sworn in.
Yep. Well, Mr. Hutt is attorney, so. Steven, can you state your name and address for the record?
J. Michael Yoder, 10222 Woodyard Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. Thank you for hearing this application on this Monday evening. A moment ago, I handed exhibit notebooks to Ms. Cornwell, and it looks like they have made them all the way over to Mr. Sharp. And I would ask that they become part of the record, and I will use them to help clarify tonight's application. This evening, I am representing Jay Yoder, along with the other owners of the property that fronts on both Statenville Road and Webb Farm Road in what I will refer to as the Greater Greenwood area. It's a little northeast of the town of Greenwood. If you were traveling on Route 16 from Route 113 towards Route 13, as if you were headed to the Bay Bridge, if you turn north on Webb Farm Road, you would actually eventually come to this intersection that you see on the screen. Webb Farm Road runs from the top to bottom on the screen, and Statenville Road runs basically from sort of side to side, although sort of towards the top of the screen as well. The property that is the subject of tonight's application, as you can see on the screen, actually it's very small, so you might not be able to see it, consists of a little more than 17 acres, which my clients acquired earlier this year, and their deed for the property is actually Exhibit 2 in your exhibit notebooks. The property is zoned AR1, and all of the properties that surround it, as well as, frankly, if you moved out a little bit, they are zoned AR1 as well. So this is a very typical Sussex County rural AR1 area. As you look at the shape of the lot, the 17-acre lot that you see on the screen, and I don't know how to describe that shape because it is certainly an odd or a unique shape. It would leave one wondering, how did that piece of property come to be in that configuration? Through research and discussion with his neighbors, Mr. Yoder discussed this matter and eventually was able to acquire some prior plans that shows the genesis of how this came to be like that. And it was actually the Cahall, I hope I'm saying that right, family that owned all of these lands and had a plan to subdivide this area into 23 lots, this corner here. And Ms. Cornwell, if I could have the slides. If we could go to page 2. Yes, that's it. Thank you. And as you can see, this plot is a little old and has a few stains on it. It's seen it a better day. But this is the intersection of Webb Farm Road would be on the road shown on the left-hand side of the screen. Statenville Road would be at the bottom of the screen. And you can see that what was proposed was for 23 lots with about half of them being located with frontage on Webb Farm Road and half of them located on Statenville Road. And if that's hard to see, this exhibit is at tab 4 in your exhibit notebook that you have in front of you. And as you can see, one of the means of creating this number of lots was by having what I'll call an internal street or an internal road, which you can see starts on Statenville Road at the bottom of your screen, about the middle, and then goes through the property and comes out onto Webb Farm Road. The number of lots that are off of that internal street or road, if you were to count them up on the plan, is 12 internal lots. And by internal lots, I mean ones that don't front on either Webb Farm Road or Statenville Road. The owners of the property did create the lots that are, most of the lots that are along these two roads, Statenville and Webb Farm Road. And if we switch to the third slide, what I've done here with this is taken the old plot of the 23 lots and shown how we're proposing this evening that that subdivision would occur. The green lines are what is proposed. The yellow is the odd shape of the property as it currently exists. And so as you can see along Statenville Road, lots 1, 2, and 3 stay largely the same, a little bit a tiny bit different configuration, but largely those three lots stay the same. And then instead of the 12 internal lots that are shown from the original plot, you see that there are two large lots, the lot number 4 and lot number 5. So the result of this proposed subdivision is 5 lots, 3 of them being approximately 1 acre each, and then a lot that is about 5 acres, and then another lot that is approximately 9 acres. While doing the research and the field work on this, Mr. Yoder went and visited with, I think, just about every person in the neighborhood. Many of them are sitting right behind me this evening. And he explained what he was trying to accomplish with the subdivision and the reason that this variance application was being filed. Through his efforts, the 7 letters that Ms. Cornwell referenced a moment ago, those 7 letters of support, they were filed with the office. If you look at tab 6, you'll see that we put together a tax map that shows the actual location of each of those letters as far as their proximity to the property. And as you'll see, these are owners who are directly adjacent to this property. When you look at, for instance, letter number 3, that touches the far western side of the property. Number 4 is on the one side of the roadway that would come in off of Statenville Road, and et cetera. And we have labeled each of the, or assigned a number rather to each of the letters of support, and then put a corresponding number on this tax map. The only thing that I would add to the tax map is that the support letter that we have designated as number 2 would actually apply to all three of those, would actually apply to all three of the lots that are across the street, lot number 6, or tax parcel number 6.15, 6.14, and 6.11. So that actually would cover much of the frontage along Statenville Road. When Mr. Yoder met with the neighbors, he explained to them that because this land is zoned AR1 and there are no public utilities, there's not public water and sewer out in this area, that the minimum lot size is 3/4 of an acre, and that the minimum frontage along a numbered street or road is 150 feet. As the board is familiar with, those are the bulk area and height requirements for a lot in the AR1 zoning classification in the Sussex County Code. And while there is certainly plenty of acreage here to accomplish 3/4 acre lots, and in fact you can see, as we just saw, there was a prior plan that had a great deal, a number of lots, more than what's being proposed, the road frontage is affected because of the odd shape of the parcel and sort of the failure to finish the original design of creating that internal street or road. After purchasing the property and doing his field work, Mr. Yoder did actually already has 2 folks who are interested in these larger lots. That's tab 5 in your exhibit notebook are 2 letters of intent. So there is demand for these larger type parcels in this area, a little bit east of Greenwood. As the board knows, and as was just read into the record or when the public hearing notice was given, there are five factors for the granting of a variance in Sussex County's code and actually Delaware State Code. The first of those is uniqueness of the property. And when we first saw the tax map summary, you saw the odd shape or unique configuration of the property. And again, while the parcel has a significant amount of acreage, because of how it has been developed over time, we have an odd shape with limited frontage along Statenville Road and Webb Farm Road. The second factor is that it cannot otherwise be developed and that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Again, because of that physical configuration of the property, that odd or unique shape, you essentially have landlocked interior portions of this property that prevent it from being used in a reasonable fashion of creating two residential building lots. The third factor is that it was not created by the applicant. As you could saw from the deed, the property was just acquired. The applicant here this evening did not create this odd-shaped parcel and cannot expand those sort of stub streets that exist because the lots that were already created are already on either side of those, so there's no room to widen out those right-of-ways. The fourth factor is whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you saw when the tax map was on the screen, and as was indicated, this is a AR1 area of Sussex County, very typical rural Sussex County area. There is a mixture of both large and small lots throughout this area that are primarily used either for agricultural purposes or for residential purposes. The proposed subdivision would be identical to those purposes and certainly within the nature and character of the area. As was indicated, there's 3 1-acre lots, a 5-acre lot, and a 9-acre lot to be proposed to be created. If you read through the, were to have read through those letters of support, you'll see that one of the neighbors even wrote a handwritten comment on that petition about preferring two lots as opposed to the proposed 12 lots that were shown before on that this concept of a subdivision plan for that area. The fifth factor is whether or not it's the minimum variance that would afford relief. And the proposed variance is the minimum variance. As I indicated a moment ago, there's no room to expand those rights of way. The good news is, although the original plan called it a proposed 50-foot right of way, the ends of the 50-foot was flared on both Statenville Road and Webb Farm Road. And so on Webb Farm Road, the flare actually went out to 100 feet right when it met the road. So there's only a variance of 50 feet that is needed along Webb Farm Road. Along Statenville Road, the flare only went out to 72.88 feet, which means that a variance of 77.12 feet to create the or to meet the 150-foot minimum of lot frontage is what is necessary. But again, these are the minimum amounts that can be used to have those two stems, as it were, fulfill the 150-foot road frontage requirement. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Yoder if he would approach. Mr. Yoder, are you familiar with the property that was discussed tonight in the plans that I just reviewed with
yes.
The Board of Adjustment?
Yes.
You've heard the information presented this evening, and was the application presented accurately and what was said true and correct?
Yes.
For all of these reasons, the applicant would ask that the board grant the requested variance to the road frontage requirements. Tab 7 in the exhibit notebook that was handed are some proposed findings of fact that the board might consider. These are the information that's been presented, but just in a fashion that could be used as some proposed findings of fact. That concludes my presentation. I'm certainly happy to answer any questions that the board or its staff may have.
Questions from the board?
No questions.
Mr. Sharp?
I don't have any at this time, Mr. Chair.
Is there anybody here in favor of this application? Raise your hand.
Okay.
Keep them up.
Okay.
We've got between 15 and 17. I'm not sure if I'm counting the kids.
Yeah, I counted 17.
Okay, well, we've got 17 in support.
If any of those would like to...
Would anybody like to speak?
If you'd like to speak in support of the application, you just need to come up, be sworn in, and then you can state your name at the podium and state why you're in support of the application. If you're not and you just wanted to be counted as a 17, that's perfectly fine too. But now's your chance to speak.
Is there anyone here against this application? No other questions?
I guess the only one, Ms. Cornwell, this would, because it's more than three lots, it would also come before the commission, would it not?
Yes, they have, I believe this is the one that has submitted a subdivision, major subdivision application and is awaiting this decision prior to us being able to process that application.
Thank you.
So there will be another public hearing regarding the subdivision, not in that only.
Other questions? I guess I'll close the hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,374. The size and shaping of the lot make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to use and enable the property. It was like that when he bought it. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. He talked to his neighborhood and got approval from all of them. And this is a minimum variance before we leave.
A motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons.
And I also, for the reasons stated, so with a vote of 4-0, the case has been approved. The application has been approved.
Thank you very much.